Welcome, folks, to this extraordinary interview with Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. He's an investigative journalist. I've interviewed him once before. He's fighting for human rights, exposing the crimes against humanity that are being carried out by the CCP against Falun Gong, where organ harvesting has been taking place for quite a long time. And a lot of people didn't believe it for many years. Now it's widely known. And Mitchell Nicholas Gerber is here to help explain what's happening and how we can help stop these horrors being committed against humanity. Mitchell, it's an honor to have you back on, sir. Thank you for all that you do, and thank you for joining me tonight.
Oh, Mark, it's a pleasure. You are an absolute legend. Thank you for letting me come on your show.
Well, gosh, the honor is all mine. It's been far too long since we spoke last time, but I'd like you to share with us the update. Oh, let me give out your website. It's called stoporganharvesting.org. And let me just say, Mitchell, that I think maybe a few years ago, very few people believed organ harvesting was happening because they didn't think that such cruelty could be taking place. But now, frankly, in the post-COVID era, I think a lot of people understand there's evil afoot. Are you seeing more people embracing but awakening to what you've been trying to warn about for so many years?
Absolutely. I think that we are in a stage of great exposure, and naturalnews.com does a phenomenal job. I mean, I try and share so many articles from Natural News, particularly on Messenger, Mike, and I just can't get it. They don't want to let you share anything from Natural News, Brighteon. And I think that at this time, when you are demonized, suppressed, banned, these are the kind of people, you are the kind of people that we need to listen to. And your coverage of the COVID bioweapon pandemic, the criminality of these psychopaths that have unleashed the CCP virus and agent on the world, and the organ harvesting, the killing of the babies, the sex trafficking, the child trafficking, the food shortages is just... It's a testament to Brighteon. It's a testament to Natural News. And I am an avid follower. And for me, I know what we're up against. These enemies of God, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko has talked about this. And I'm on the front lines of China. I'm on the border right now exposing the forced organ harvesting, Mike, of the innocent Falun Gong practitioners who were the first ones to warn the world about the CCP infiltrating into the United States, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the communist specter, which is ruling our world, a great publication from the Epoch Times, backed by the globalist, satanic, Luciferian cabal that have unleashed this bioweapon COVID-19 extermination level event on the world. So the tie into all this and how it relates to Falun Gong is that this particular practice out of nowhere became the largest spiritual movement in China. Their exercises, their philosophy and truthfulness, compassion, tolerance skyrocketed in popularity. One out of every 13 Chinese national citizens started to practice, Mike, by 1999, 100 million people in China. Then the communist regime outlawed the practice. The same military dictator who concocted the bioweapon and was colluding and has been colluding with Fauci and Daszak and DARPA and Charles Lieber from Harvard and the Wuhan lab, the same regime that's been concocting these bioweapons, outlawed the Falun Gong, demonized them, and then sent them to state-mandated hospitals, cutting out their organs while alive and fueling a multi-billion-dollar business. So
Let me interrupt there, Mitchell. I just want to make sure people understand. Now, everything that you said is 100% true. It's verified, it's documented for those who are listening in shock. But I also want people to understand that the Falun Gong movement is an incredibly peaceful movement. They basically meet in public parks and they practice things like slow movement, Tai Chi types of exercises or breathing, kind of meditation on peace. They're nothing but a peaceful movement. They are not in any way violent. They're the most peaceful people you could possibly imagine on the planet, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, Mike. They're not cultish. There's nothing CIA-backed or political. They're not trying to overthrow the government. They're not terrorists. It's like similar to saying that Trump supporters or conservative Christians are terrorists and white supremacists, which is completely false and ridiculous. But this is the type of communist propaganda that they are using in the West to scapegoat innocent people. And that's exactly what they've done to Falun Gong. They are the most peaceful, honorable, spiritual movement that warned the world about the CCP after they have been persecuted and brutally vilified and persecuted and killed for their organs. But yes, very gentle, very relaxed. You can learn their exercises free of charge and their philosophy, which is very rooted in spirituality, in Buddhism and Taoism. And actually, their universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance are also held true and ring true in Christianity, in Catholicism, Judaism.
Yes, exactly. But, it's a universal spiritual movement.
Universal.
Right. And Buddhism as well would be, I think, a strong part included in that overarching spiritual movement. But one of the truths that I think most Americans understand today is that if you are a wealthy person, if you're a billionaire and you need an organ transplant, there are options available to you as a wealthy person that are not available to non-wealthy people. Can you explain how supply and demand works in the global organ trade and what people can do if they have money? In other words, creating demand for this, can they just fly to China or other countries and get transplants of organs that were harvested in China? Is that how it works?
This is a new form of evil, Mike, and I have a clip that I want to share with you in a moment. This is a new form of evil, reducing waiting times from 5 to 8 years for kidneys, livers, hearts, and lungs to a matter of days. This is state-sanctioned murder run by the state, run by the military, and on a specified date, if you are a buyer or looking for a kidney and an organ, you call a military hospital in Shanghai, the number one people's military hospital in Shanghai. They say, yeah, no problem. We have documented investigative reporters and people disguised as buyers calling the hospitals. They're all tape recordings, talking to the doctors and the military directors and say, we need specifically fresh Falun Gong healthy organs. We heard that these are the healthiest. You call them in. They say, sure, no problem. You fly to Shanghai and then they pick a Falun Gong practitioner out of a camp, blood test him forcefully, match the blood to the buyer, and then conduct the organ harvesting, transplantation surgery, cutting out the body, the organs out of the body while alive. The blood is still flowing. This is forced consent and live organ harvesting, Mike.
They have all these people held or like already held in detainment, where they can choose them based on the buyer, or do they then just go out and arrest somebody that they think might be a fit?
The communist regime cracked down on Falun Gong, just like very similar to what the Jews did in Nazi Germany, what Nazis did to the Jews. They completely banned Falun Gong in China. It's still to this day banned after becoming the largest movement. And after doing the medical research on how powerful the exercises were healing the body of ailments, injuries, and severe ailments in the body, they realized that they could use the Falun Gong organs to fuel a multi-billion-dollar business.
So Falun Gong practitioners, because of their lifestyle habits, their exercise, their breathing, and also I think their food choice is also tends to be more natural, more organic types of foods. So as you're saying, the CCP found that these are simply the healthiest organs, and that's got the highest value. So they're monetizing the health habits. I mean, that is sick. That is twisted.
Absolutely. Just very similar to what Planned Parenthood is doing with the babies. Do you know that the CCP has, in 2016, entered into a $528 million deal with Planned Parenthood in exchange for the American DNA, organ, and tissues, and they sold it to the CCP, making the CCP the number one procurer of American DNA, tissue, and organs from Planned Parenthood?
No, I had no idea.
2016, the documents, yeah, the documents in the receipt of purchase and deal. The CCP has infiltrated, as you've been exposing on Natural News and in Brighton. And I tell you, Mike, it goes very deep. But yes, Falun Gong organs have just been forcefully extracted. A little sedation, potassium to hold them down so that soldiers don't have to interrupt surgery procedure while they're alive, forcefully blood tested, and then the organs are extracted and sold freshly from a live organ victim. And these people are rounded up, millions in camps, over 250 concentration camps and state-mandated hospitals, and their organs cut out of their bodies. And I know we haven't got much time, but I have a clip to share with you from the former VP of the European Parliament who sums it up greatly.
Please do. Go ahead. Play that clip.
Wonderful. Here we go. Edward McMillan Scott.
Edward McMillan Scott.
Thank you very much indeed, Peter. Wrote a report on EU-China relations in 1996-7 for the Foreign Affairs Committee and returned to Beijing in 2006, where I met ex-prisoners of conscience, Falun Gong practitioners, as well as made contact with a number of other dissidents and reformers. All the Chinese with whom I had contact were then imprisoned and in some cases, like Gao Zhisheng, tortured. Gao Zhisheng is a Christian human rights lawyer, very, very well known in China, who investigated the persecution of Falun Gong and wrote reports about it. And one of the people I met, Cao Dong, who had been in prison, told me the story about how his best friend had disappeared one evening from the cell in their prison. And the next time he saw him, it was his body in the prison hospital with holes where body parts had been extracted. The belief that I have, and I share with David Kilgour, that organ harvesting is widespread in China, and it is restricted almost exclusively to Falun Gong practitioners. The only prisoners in China who are routinely blood tested and blood pressure tested are Falun Gong practitioners. The organ transplant industry is in the hands of the military. The People's Liberation Army is responsible for the hospitals, the transportation of body parts, and the sale of them. It is therefore a governmental activity and constitutes genocide under Article 2 of the Genocide Convention. It is as serious as that. And my final word is, with respect to you, Peter, the Falun Gong are to the Chinese regime of today what the Jews were to the Nazis during the war. And we should all take note of this and look at China with new eyes. The European Parliament comes from a very diverse background. And as Peter has already said, even within this quite straightforward resolution, there are still problems because the absolute deluge of propaganda from the regime in Beijing, vilifying Falun Gong as some sort of extremist cult. Now, I've met, as I said, hundreds of members of Falun Gong. It is not a sect, it is not a cult, there is no money involved, there is no brainwashing. All the normal characteristics of a cult simply don't exist. These are people who practice their spiritual exercises on their own, and yet, as I said, because between 70 and 100 million people in 1999 were practicing Falun Gong, this was seen by Jiang Zemin, then the leader of the Communist Party, as a threat to his own position. It wasn't, of course, but he saw the opportunity of creating an enemy within.
So you see, Mike, that's exactly what happened, an enemy within. Brutally persecute them, demonize them, scapegoat them, and then send them off for organ harvesting pillaging. And it's going on to this day as we speak.
It's not just horrifying that that's going on, but I think anybody watching and paying attention here will realize that Joe Biden, known as Dark Brandon, by the way, has declared also that Trump supporters are to be demonized and have no right to exist in society. And it's not difficult for people to imagine that just as the military in China is targeting a specific group for organ harvesting, we in America, and in Europe, this is true too, but in America, we live in a country where the FDA has on-staff personnel to oversee the acquisition of organs from aborted human babies. They buy skulls, for example, for humanized mice testing. And this has all come out in FOIA documents. Tom Fitton was a Judicial Watch, I believe, was a part of this. No, I'm sorry, that's not the name of his group, but Tom Fitton has helped get those documents out. And the app, I'm sorry to go on here, Mitchell. I'm a little bit, this is very disturbing, but this could happen in America too. I mean, it's not just that we need to stop it in China. We need to stop this all over the world, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, look at what Dr. Naomi Wolf just shared with Steve Bannon, that the CCP is now manufacturing the Pfizer vials, Mike, in Boston and Princeton under the name of a pseudo-subsidiary of the Communist Party. I mean, look at the rigged elections. Look at the infiltration. I mean, it's treason. These are the enemies of God against us. And we are like their test tube experimentation. And they've used the communist specter, the political correctness, the cultural Marxism, the wokeist ideology, the cancel culture, which is a rehearsal for mass murder, to try and weed out any intellectuals, try to take away our gun rights and destroy our liberties and our constitutional laws. And this is exactly what communist countries do. I'm living in a communist country, Mike. So yes, if people think it can happen in America, think again. And that is why it's so important to learn about what Falun Gong is and why they have been instrumental in exposing the Chinese Communist Party to the rest of the world, to warn the American patriot, the American national, the American conservative, and the global citizen that if we don't take notice and we don't really become awakened to this, we will be in trouble and be sent to quarantine camps, just like millions of Chinese and Falun Gong and Uyghur Muslims have been right now as we speak.
There are job listings in Canada right now for new enforcers being hired at quarantine facilities. And a lot of people are scratching their heads. Oh, we thought COVID was over. Why are they hiring more people for the quarantine camps? A lot of camps under construction in Australia and New Zealand, and some in Washington State in the United States, and more job listings in the U.S. as well. What you just said there, Mitchell, is right on track. They're not done with terrorizing humanity with COVID or vaccines or government tyranny or anything. They're just getting started. And the communist model, the PLA organ harvesting trafficking model, it seems like a blueprint for what may be coming next for the rest of the world. Your thoughts?
Absolutely, Mike. And that's why thank God for Brighton. Thank God for Natural News, InfoWars. I mean, it's amazing what you are doing. You know, it's a godsend. And I know that God is in charge, but it takes the responsibility to, you know, expose evil and defend the good. And you, Mark Adams, ever since I knew you as the Health Ranger, long, long way back, all up to now, I mean, I am honored to know such a man of integrity, of tenacity and fearlessness in what you're doing, exposing the eugenics programs, the black genocide. I remember your presentation that you did on the extermination of the black race, the melanation, the lack of vitamin E.
That was called the science agenda to exterminate blacks.
Yes, and I mean, so many incredible documentations and documentaries and Brighton TV. I mean, you really, Mike, I mean, when one day we have to look upon God and God asks, well, what did you do, Mr. Adams? What did you do, Mr. Gerber, to at least step forward and speak? And, you know, God will see what you've done, Mike, and God will see what we've done to expose evil and defend the good. And I think that's what's very important to do in this world. And if we don't, then we're sitting ducks. We really are.
Well, and by the way, thank you for all the kind words that you shared. I think the same about you and your work, and I pray for your safety and your effectiveness every day, because I don't know any other option. How do we not speak out, right? How could we possibly stay silent when we see this happening? And I think part of the so-called success of the organ harvesting and transplantation business has just been, they've been able to hide it for so long, but they're less successful hiding it now. More and more keeps coming out. even in the United States and Europe. You know, we keep seeing people getting prosecuted more and more for organ harvesting operations. And by the way, it involves U.S. universities and U.S. hospitals. I know your work focuses on China, but I'm sure you've also seen documents and confirmations of how this is also America and Europe as well, correct?
100%. University of Pittsburgh right. was harvesting the body parts. Anthony Fauci on the HIV, the AIDS trials in New York. Oh, absolutely. I mean, the extermination mills of Planned Parenthood, like I said to you before, colluding with the Chinese Communist Party in 2016 in a $528 million deal, selling the organ tissues and the DNA and the organs to the Chinese Communist Party in the name of so-called STEM research, but actually to create race-directed bioweapons to exterminate and destroy the American population, especially the military. Yes. It's all there, black and white, in the patents, Mike.
Well, yeah, and we also found out that a lot of the COVID swabbing that was being done was actually conducted by companies that sent data back to Communist China. So they were 100%. Gathering DNA.
Yep, absolutely. You're 100% right. And Natural News exposes all of this. This is why they don't want you on the platforms. I mean, literally, I can't even send an article from Natural News in my Messenger app.
No, you can't. No, it's filtered out everywhere. But, you know, completely. It's kind of like we're living in communist China, even in America, because, you know, the information control is 100%. Another website that people can check out to learn more about the Falun Gong, by the way, is falunginfo.net. And Falun is spelled F-A-L-U-N, falunginfo.net. In addition to your website, Mitchell, stoporganharvesting.org. I want to thank you for putting that out there as well. Do you sometimes think that it would be a blessing if the over indebted, leveraged CCP regime collapsed? Because, you know, they're on the verge of financial collapse, just like the United States government. Do you sometimes wonder if it'd be a blessing if they collapse, or would that just cause more chaos and desperation and more death?
You're completely right, Mike. It's a blessing. And actually, they are collapsing. I have sources within South China. They are on their last legs. This is the last-ditch effort of the enemies of God, the satanic cabal, the Luciferian forces, and the CCP. They can't exist much longer. They are cornered rats on a sinking ship, and it's going to be an absolute blessing. And let me tell you, once the CCP collapses and the cabal collapses, America and the world will be more at peace. There will be more traditional values, and the heart and the godly grace will come back into society because we truly need it. And yes, it's going to be an absolute blessing.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people don't know that China has infiltrated America at so many levels through big tech, government, universities, and so on. And China has spent a lot of money on messaging to shred the culture of America. You know, China is pushing transgenderism or race wars or just hatred among the American culture, are they not?
100%. It's in the form of cultural Marxism, transgenderism, radical Islamification of Europe, the open borders, the scapegoating of now MAGA terrorists. I mean, just look what Biden, he is completely colluding with the communist regime, as well as Hunter Biden, General Milley, the Joint Chief of Staff. These are treasonous people, traitors in the Republic that have sold America down the line as far back as Chinagate, when Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and Gore sold the missile defense systems in 1996 to the Chinese Communist Party. It's all there, black and white. And even the U.S. military, the DOD, are all involved in spy espionage, I mean, infiltration, the rigging of the elections, the spyware, the psychological warfare, the cyber warfare, and even the CCP technology inside the bioweapon COVID-19 shots, Mike.
Right.
All coming from communist China.
Well, that was collusion among the U.S. military and the Chinese military. And that's, I mean, I've confirmed that with Dr. Judy Mikovits, but China added the gain of function, and the Wuhan lab was run by the PLA, but it was based on originally United States technology that was handed over to China, thanks to people like Fauci and EcoHealth Alliance and so on. And the NIH. But so it's America and China together weaponize this biological attack on the world. I mean, it's so far beyond even World War II and the Nazi fascism. This is global genocide.
The battle between good and evil, Mike. The battle between good and evil. The good guys versus the evil. And they really dug in deep. Deep state cabal. Even the January 6th committee. These traitors, these politicians, and whether you're on the right and the left, it really doesn't matter.
Right.
These people have colluded with the CCP, sold America down the line, the Constitutional Republic, you know, down the line to communist China. It's shocking. It's evil.
What do you think is going to be the tipping point that causes the collapse in China? Our listeners are very much aware of Evergrande, the massive Ponzi schemes, the financial schemes, the bank failures that are happening in some cities in China as well. What do you think is going to be the tipping point?
The Three Gorge Dam as well is a tipping point as well. I do believe that once the because what we haven't been aware of is the globalist campaign to quit the Chinese Communist Party. There's an incredible coalition to expose this. It's called the Tuidang Movement, Tuidang. And over 400 million Chinese have already withdrawn and revolted and rebelled against the CCP. And we suspect that once over 500 million Chinese have rebelled against the CCP, that is going to put the death knell in the Chinese Communist Party, and we're going to see a rapid decline and collapse and fall of the Chinese Communist Party. That's what we're seeing.
Is it going to be a cultural uprising or a financial collapse that leads to a cultural uprising, or what do you think it's going to look like?
A financial collapse, because let's just be honest here, the Rothschild bankers, the Khazanian mafia, they have all been the Rockefellers. They've all been backing the Chinese Communist Party ever since Mao Zedong and the Great Cultural Revolution. After World War II, the imperialist forces. You saw Henry Kissinger. You saw the Israeli state, not the Jewish state, but the Israeli state under the Zionist cabal, the Khazanian mafia, the Rothschilds. The Rothschild bankers have all been dismantled. They're all caught in a rest in a sinking ship. There's a great war between the white hats and the black hats. I'm sure you've heard the terms.
Sure.
And I'm very much involved in that understanding. But yes, with the collapse of the Rothschild banking system, the Khazanian mafia, you're seeing the dismantlement of the Georgia Guidestones, all the world leaders resigning. We're seeing the collapse in real time now, and the Chinese Communist Party, the financial collapse, the economic collapse, the social collapse, the political collapse is falling and will be completely bringing that communist stronghold, that last of the communist stronghold down with them. But I also want to make clear that there are rumors that Xi, Putin, and Trump are working behind the scenes as white hats. And I want to share this with you. The confirmation will come when Xi comes out, as Putin will, and condemn the last specter of communism in China. And also, Xi needs to end the greatest and largest persecution and genocide in history, in 5,000 years of Chinese history and modern history, against the Falun Gong. And when he does that publicly, you know that he is a white hat full through and through.
Well, that sounds extraordinary. I mean, that would be a huge shock and surprise if he were to do that. But you're right, it would leave no question at that point. But wouldn't he be immediately overthrown by his own military if he were to do such a thing?
And that's the Zheng faction, because there's a political war going on in China right now. Dr. Li Mingyan, I think you've had it on your program as well, has talked about the political war. And it's the Xi faction versus the Zheng faction, just like the Biden versus the Trump. It's very interesting, like the bio labs in Ukraine with the Zelensky CIA deep state cabal and the Rothschilds and George Soros and the Slavic peoples with Putin. Just trying to dismantle. This is the battle between good and evil. So yes, the Zheng faction, who concocted the bioweapon, with his sons, with Fauci and the gain of function, as we've just been talking about, as well as the genocide of the Falun Gong, that is all going to be coming to the surface. How it plays out, Mike, God only knows, but it's going to be a very interesting time coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. We're almost out of time, but let me ask you this other question. In the United States, a lot of the hospitals that carry out organ transplants, which, by the way, is a dirty, dirty business, even in first world countries or Western nations, they say they will not surgically implant the new organs in people unless those people agree to be vaccinated with the bioweapon vaccine. So it's almost as if for you to receive this organ, you have to agree to destroy the organ with spike proteins first. And so, I mean, it shows the complete insanity of the organ transplant industry. They don't even want to help people. They just want the money from the transplant. They don't care if that organ fails because of the spike protein. That's how insane it is.
Absolutely. And that's why they have now been labeled killing fields. The hospitals have become killing fields. I mean, the millions of dollars of kickbacks and subsidies and rewards for killing people with remdesivir, ventilators, and like you said, the bioweapon. It's just these are psychopaths. And when you come to an end, these are psychopaths. These are Luciferians. They don't care. They'll kill their own children and families.
But see, you just point out something that's critical. Can you stay a couple more minutes as I ask
you? With pleasure, Mike.
Okay.
With pleasure.
See, in China, the military earns financial rewards for kidnapping and, you know, harvesting organs from people. They get paid. Well, in America, the doctors and hospitals all got paid for murdering people with ventilators and remdesivir and denying them treatment with ivermectin and so on. So the two systems are not that different. It's killing people for profit one way or another.
Exactly. 100%. Birds of a feather stick together. Yep.
So when people think about, oh, that's happening in China, it couldn't happen here. Well, in effect, it is happening here. It's already happening here. It just looks a little different, but it's the same concept of murdering people for profit. I mean, my God. But you know, the other, do you run into this where people say that couldn't be happening because, in effect, their own mental model can't grasp the depth of evil that would be required to recognize in the world, so they just say that can't be happening, it's too evil?
Matthias Desmond, one of the professors, as well as Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Peter McCullough, they call it mass formation psychosis, Mike. They are weaponized their fear, the controlling of the mind. I mean, look at Project Mockingbird. Look at all the CIA mind control. It's MKUltra. They are all controlled. The sheep is controlled, led to a slaughter. And when you come out and confirm the evidence, they are even antagonistic. It's almost like a frequency weapon or a mind control weapon that will activate something in the brain to fight against and instantly reject the truth. This is the kind of psychological warfare that we're up against. I don't think the globalist cabal could ever get away with what they have done, this extermination level event, if they wouldn't have controlled the mind as they have. So yes, this is a mind control. This is mass formation psychosis, the great deception. But I don't think that, I think this, that they've got away with this plan. And they've got away with this depopulation and this transhumanistic agenda. And I think that when people start to really wake up, there's going to be, wow, the response and reaction. I mean, can you imagine when people realize what's in their bodies and what's going on?
Well, yeah. Seems like that's why the globalists are trying to initiate mass starvation and an energy collapse across Europe. It's almost as if the globalists anticipate this mass uprising, which has already begun, by the way. Look at Prague. Look at, you know, the protests there over the weekend. Look at protests in France. And there's going to be uprisings all across Western Europe in the coming months. So it seems like they're in a hurry to kill off as many people as possible because the globalists know what's coming. The backlash will happen in hundreds of countries around the world.
Well, remember what Lord Palpatine, Klaus Schwab, said himself. You'll have nothing and you'll be happy. I mean, Harari has said that we're hackable animals and we should be biopatented. The Supreme Court in the documents of 2013 have shown that anyone who's taken these so-called vaccines are now property of the vaccine makers. So they're normalizing cannibalism. I mean, New York Times, the National Geographic, Greg Reese does an excellent job in reporting for InfoWars, talking about the normalization of cannibalism, yes, the sexualization of our children, the desecration of our traditional values. So this is the hill we have to stand and die on. And that's why thank God for Brighton, thank God for Natural News, thank God for Mike Adams, and all the people, all the coalition of truth seekers that are trying to, we are the resistance. I mean, we are the last line of defense, Mike. So just keep doing what you're doing. And you know what? God protects you, because I know they are trying to come after you. I mean, Natural News is probably one of the most, if not the most banned sites on the internet today and on all the social media. And when you are, I want to reiterate this before we leave. When you are banned from Messenger app, pat yourself on the back, Mike. Take yourself out for a good Texas steak dinner. You know,
we've achieved the highest level of being banned. Well, the Epoch Times has reported that over 50 Biden administration employees and 12 different U.S. agencies were ordering big tech of who to censor. And of course, we've been on that list from day one because they know they can't compromise us. I mean, you know, think about it. If they knew they could compromise us, then we wouldn't be banned. We'd be allowed to speak. But we're banned everywhere. Like you said, even in private messaging.
That's why pat yourself on the back twice, Mike, because when you can't even share a Natural News article on Messenger app, you're doing the right thing. You know you're doing the right thing.
Indeed. Well, and as you say, God is watching, and God bless you, Mitchell, for the work that you do, because all of this, you know, you're exposing it. It's all going to come out. History will see the truth because of the work of you and some of your colleagues. So God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Mark. And if anyone wants to learn this beautiful spiritual practice and for health purposes and for well-being, especially in this incredibly uncertain and stressful time, an anxious time, they can also go to www.learnfalungong.com. All the exercises are free of charge. And it's a wonderful spiritual movement that is really good for the body, mind, and spirit.
Well, that's great. Learnfalungong.com. And I just want to reiterate to people that Falun Gong is fully compatible with every other religion that you practice, Christianity, Catholicism, you know, Hindi, Judaism, everything. It's a spiritual deepening that can actually enhance your relationship with God.
Absolutely. And make your body feel wonderful. Yes, there's no dogma. There's no religious fervor. It's a spiritual organic practice. And the principles are very attractive. And as a Judeo-Christian man who believes in God, like you, Mike, I find it very attractive. And the exercises are wonderful. Makes me feel great. And I urge people to practice it free of charge. And it's really profound. And why wouldn't you when they're being killed for their organs and their organs are sold as the healthiest in the world? You know?
I know. An incredible time. Yeah. Well, and yeah, I guess the bottom line is you don't need to buy other people's organs if you take care of your own first. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, yep. God gave you the organs that you need. Just take care of them. And this is how to do it. Well, Mitchell, it's always an honor to be able to speak with you. Thanks for staying a few extra minutes with us. And I honor your work. And please give my blessings and thanks to everyone there who's part of exposing this.
And you too, Mike. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, Mitchell. Thank you and take care.